move on to Councillor Platt then, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to begin this evening with an apology. An apology from this council to the residents of our district, in particular those of Frinton and Walton, Harwich and Dovercourt, who have had, in my view, second-rate leisure changing facilities far too long. I realise that I have not been a member of this council very long and am very recent in this role. Thereby, I have little knowledge of whom, how and why these facilities were allowed to deteriorate. However, that is not important now. What is important is that back in April, in his first speech as leader, Councillor Page made a promise to resolve these shortcomings, and I thank and congratulate him on another pledge fulfilled. We promised local people a first-class facility at both sites, and having visited Dovercourt Bay Lifestyles earlier today, I'm very pleased to report that what I have seen will fulfil that. The outdated and poor quality changing rooms have been replaced by a modern, family-friendly 21st century provision. In addition to this, a state-of-the-art fitness suite is just waiting for its final touches before the grand opening, which will see a significant addition to our leisure offer, helping the wealth and health and well-being of our residents. I believe members are well aware that this offer extends to the Frinton and Walton site, and with planning permission recently granted, I look forward to updating members further. I would like to take this opportunity to thank and recognise the ward members for continuing to press for this work to be carried out, and importantly, for their input and support throughout refurbishment. I would also like to praise the staff of all our leisure facilities, especially those at Manningtree. Here, a significant improvement in the activity programme has led to attendance levels of over 47,000. I firmly believe we have responsibility as community leaders to provide high-quality leisure facilities for each and every resident of our district. But much more than that, there is powerful evidence available to say why councils should invest in its sports facilities. For example, a recent study by the British Heart Foundation estimates that the cost of physical inactivity to the tendering economy is over £3 million per year. Furthermore, Sports England's Active People Survey shows that only 30% of adults in tendering participate regularly in any sport. But interestingly, over 50% of adults would like to do more sport. I'm not suggesting that the council alone can change this, but in a district where the top three sports are swimming, gym and fitness, there is strong evidence to suggest we are making a very good start. So let's not look backwards, apportion blame upon others for what could or should have been. Let's look to the future, a positive, bright future here in Tendring with leisure facilities fit for 2015. Thank you.
Councillor Kelvey, you have a question?
You're right.
Do sit down.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. May I ask Councillor Platt, whilst you say we mustn't look back, and that is fair comment, it is important to look forward, and it is welcome what has been done at Dovercourt. You are aware, because I have made you personally aware at JCC meetings, that the proposal to upgrade Dovercourt swimming pool was originally blocked by the two leaders, predecessors to Councillor Page, along with the proposal to upgrade Dovercourt Sports Hall. Now, whilst Councillor Page's predecessors refused to upgrade the swimming pool, famously with an over my dead body statement, the money was left in place. The much needed upgrade for the sports hall, which was running side by side with the proposal to upgrade the swimming pool, the project was cancelled by the Conservative administration and the money removed. You sat with me at the last meeting of the JCC for the joint usage for Dovercourt Sports Hall when those around the table were saying how urgent it was that an upgrade took place. Have you any plans now, having reversed your policy on Dovercourt Swimming Pool and finally upgraded it, to reverse the policy on Dovercourt on Swimming Pool, to reverse your policy on Dovercourt Sports Hall and no go ahead with that project?
Thank you, Councillor Kelver. Any other questions for Councillor Platt? No? You may respond then, Councillor Platt.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor, for your question on that. I don't have the full facts and figures of what happened in the past. I've offered an apology for what's happened in the past. That's as far as I mean to take it. Thank you.